Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Stefan Schwartz with us, and we'll take calls with Stefan next hour here on Coast to Coast, which is not too far away. Stefan, the power of consciousness, can you tap into it with meditation? Does that work?
Yes, that's the key to the whole business, George, is the ability to attain and sustain intentioned, focused awareness. That's why they teach meditation in martial art dojos in Japan, in Tibetan lamaseries, in Hindu temples, in Catholic seminaries. The key to the whole business is being able to focus so that the normal sensorial stimulation, it's hot, it's cold, it's light, it's dark, it's noisy, it's quiet, all that kind of stuff, and all the sort of casual stuff that passes for thinking falls into the background, and you hear what in religion they call the still small voice, but it's this non-local aspect of consciousness, which is the part of consciousness which existed prior to your incarnation and will continue after your physical death. And we all have access to it, and the way you do that is you develop some technique for attaining and sustaining intentioned, focused awareness. We know, for instance, that remote viewers who meditate repeatedly do better than people who don't meditate. And the same thing in all kinds of other phenomena.
Do you find that with intuition, telepathy, all that is tied into consciousness?
Well, those words are really archaic. Basically, I would say there are two kinds of phenomena, and there may only be one, but functionally there appear to be two. Non-local perception, that is the ability to acquire information you ought not to be able to know because you're shielded from it by reason of time or space, remote viewing. The other is non-local perturbation, the ability to hold intentioned, focused consciousness and affect another being, another organism, or a chemical, or water, all sorts of things. So clearly, these two phenomena, now we give them other names, or in the past we gave them other names, but basically there's two basic things going on, acquiring information or perturbing space-time.
When we tap into this, Stefan, does it make us better people?
It makes us better people if we actually listen to the experience we're having, because what happens is when you wake up to the idea that, for instance, all consciousness is interconnected and interdependent, if you're asleep, I don't know, it doesn't do much except it's a phenomena, but if you wake up to the implications of it, then you realize you have a very different view of reality, because you understand that, for instance, things which do not foster well-being not only hurt whatever it is, it's plants or the sea life or whatever, but it also hurts us, because all consciousness is interconnected and interdependent. And so when you begin to understand that, and you also understand the continuity of consciousness, you recognize that you have a responsibility to foster well-being. And that's what I care about. I'm not interested in political politics in a partisan sense, just anthropologically. Mm-hmm. What I care about is fostering well-being. And I care about it in the sense that it can be objectively measured and verified.
Does it make us happier? Does it make us healthier?
Yes. It makes us both happier and healthier. Because it changes the way you eat. It changes the choices you make in your life. It changes the way you think about other people. It's a different way of looking at the world.
And it really makes you very perceptive of certain things, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. And in fact, if you look at religions, George, and you strip away the dogmas and the cultural aspects, you know, which God, is it a man or a woman or whatever, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you just look at how religions begin, what you discover is that all religions begin because a single individual has a non-local consciousness experience. Jesus goes to be baptized by John, and then he goes into the desert to meditate, and he awakens. Muhammad goes into the sacred cave of Hira, and he has a non-local experience, and he learns to meditate, and he awakens. A Buddha goes to an ashram of a teacher, and he's taught how to meditate, and he awakens. So it all begins because one person has a non-local consciousness experience and is sufficiently charismatic that people listen to what they're saying. And then they write it all down. That becomes the scriptures, and then all kinds of attitudes become the dogmas, blah, blah, blah. But if you look at what's going on, you realize that all of it is about learning how to open to non-local consciousness.
Stephen, this magnificence in the universe, let's assume a divine power put it there for us, some intelligent design.
Something that's not necessarily human, yes.
The fact that it's there, and what does that tell you about the universe as a whole with this incredible ability to tap into this higher realm of consciousness?
Well, I think it tells you what Max Planck told us in 1931 when he gave an interview to The Observer, a newspaper in London. You know, they came up to him, and he didn't give very many interviews, and they said to him, you and Einstein, you know, you're the father of quantum mechanics and Einstein relativity. You guys are the two most famous scientists in the world. What have you learned? And I think they thought he was going to talk about atoms or molecules or something.
Yeah.
But what he said was, what I have learned from all my research is that consciousness is fundamental. You cannot get behind consciousness. Space-time, this is the key, arises from consciousness, not consciousness from space-time.
Of everything you've done in this field in your career,
yes,
is there one thing out there, Stephen, that just has simply amazed you?
Oh, I've had a lot of things amaze me, George. But I will tell you one thing that when you watch it, and you can go to my personal website, stephanaschwartz.com, it's on your website, and see it happen. You take a man from Canada, a guy named George McMullen, who an eighth grade education, he was a parts manager at a Chrysler dealership up in Nanaimo, British Columbia, up on Vancouver Island. And an archaeologist from Egypt who doesn't believe a word of this says to him, I want you to find me in this area. This is about 1,700 square kilometers of desert, just sand. I want you to find me a buried building, a particular kind of buried building that has mosaics, and I want you to locate it and describe how deep it'll be. And you watch this guy do it. He walks around for an hour or two. It's 114 degrees.
Jeez.
And then he says, okay, I know where I want to go. And we go to this place, and he walks over it, and he says, okay, I'm walking over a wall. I say, a wall? He says, yeah, there's a wall about 3 feet down. And he stakes out exactly the corners of the building. Corners, think about it, the corners. And he stakes out the corners, and they dismiss all of it because previously from the University of Guelph, an electronics survey of that same area had been done. They'd published a paper on it and said there was nothing there, and they dismissed the whole business. He says it's Byzantine, it's not Roman, and they dig down, and at 3 feet exactly where he said, they discover the outline of the building. And he,
amazing,
out of 1,200 or square kilometers, he's 28 inches off. And he describes, and they then find little marble mosaic tiles, red, black, and white, just as he described them, that are 5/16 of an inch.
Amazing.
So he's locating something 5/16 of an inch out of hundreds, thousands of square kilometers of empty desert. That blew my mind.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Last night we talked for a few hours about Egypt, Stefan, with a special guest, Ann Williams, and they had their act together back thousands and thousands of years ago. I have to assume they tapped into consciousness as well. How did the ancients know this?
Because we know that as far back as Neanderthal, that there was an awareness about consciousness. How did they know it? Because people experienced it. I mean, if you look, for instance, George, at the seven oracles of the ancient Greek world, the oldest remote viewing that we have on record is in the 46th chapter of Herodotus, who is the father of history, who wrote a book called History of the World, and he describes a remote viewing in the 5th century BCE, thousands of years ago, which is basically exactly the same way we would do it today, in which Croesus, who's the king of the Lydians, he thinks he's going to be attacked by Darius, the king of the Persians, and he's terrified of this, and he gets his p- people together, and he creates seven embassy groups, little teams, to go out to the seven oracles of the ancient world. And the one that we know about, because it was the correct one, it was the Oracle of Delphi. And he says, I want you to go for 100 days, and on the 100th day, I want you to go into the oracle and to ask the oracle, what is Croesus, son of Aliates, doing? Now, this man's the king, right? And so these people, they don't have any idea what he's got in mind. He doesn't tell them. They go out. On the 100th day, they go into the Epiphanes. That's a young woman in an altered state of consciousness who's learned how to meditate. And also they had some hydrocarbons that they bubbled up from the earth, which caused an altered state of consciousness. And before they even ask the question, she says, I can count the sands of time, the 100 days. I can see the great sea, the distance they had to travel. And they say to her, what is Croesus, son of Aliates, doing? And she says, I see a great bronze urn and a tortoise and a hare, and he's cutting it up and throwing it into the pot of boiling water. And none of that makes any sense to them. And they go back to Lydia, and they tell Croesus this, and he bows down and gives obeisance, because on the 100th day, and only on the 100th day, he thought, what is the thing that nobody would imagine a king could do? And he has a big bronze pot brought in with a big bronze lid and put up in the courtyard of his palace and a fire under it. And he cuts up a tortoise and a hare and throws it into the water exactly as she described it. That is precisely the same way we would do an outbound remote viewing experiment today. How did they know how to do it? Because at some point, someone had an experience, talked about it, people listened to it, and they began to develop the empirical science, some form of meditation, really, rather than meditation, calling it intentioned focused awareness. They developed some technique for doing it, and all of the oracles did this. The talking idol of Ixchel, the Mayan talking idol down on Cozumel Island, which we found, they did it. The Kogi in Colombia are still doing it. They take young boys and they put them in a cave, and they only see their parents and the priests, and they train these boys in how to do this. And they come out, they call them the mamas, and they are the oracles for the tribe. It's still going on. So we have known for thousands of years, because humans had the experience and somebody paid attention and said, gee, I wonder how that happened, and begins to study it and figures it out, and then other people start doing it and they develop a ritual for it.
Truly remarkable. You had mentioned earlier Edgar Cayce, the American prophet. Was he influential for you in your career?
Yes, he was, because I didn't believe a word of this. And yet, because of a woman named Gladys Davis Turner, who was his lifelong secretary and archivist, and who taught me also a lot about archiving, by the way, Gladys kept track of everything he said and all of the confirming information. I mean, down to restaurant receipts and all kinds of stuff. And so as I was reading these readings, he would describe things, and then there would be a document saying, yes, you know, they would say, oh, I can see the body. Oh, it's a very large body, and it's wearing striped pajamas. And they would write back and say, well, yes, she's quite overweight. And the day he gave the reading, she was wearing striped pajamas. And I thought, how in the world could this man know this sort of thing?
Yeah.
How could he speak in languages he didn't speak? I mean, he had a post-Civil War, 19th century rural education. How in the world could he speak a dialect of Italian, for instance? And yet he did.
And be accurate about it.
And he was accurate, yes. Oh, and one of the ones I particularly like, he gave a reading for a man who had something wrong with his legs, and he said, you want to rub smoke oil on it. And so they went back to his doctor and said, you know, he should rub smoke oil on it. And the doctor said, I don't know what smoke oil is. So Cayce gave another reading, and he said, you go to this particular drugstore, and you can get a bottle of this stuff. So they went to the drugstore, and the guy said, I don't know what you're talking about. So he gave a third reading, and Casey said, go on the second shelf at the very back, and you will find this bottle
of
there,
smoke. There it is. Probably there for 15 years.
Longer than that, it was his father's drugstore before the previous owner, and they rubbed it on his legs, and his legs got better.
Truly remarkable.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.